Florida's corporate tax scholarship program gives businesses tax breaks when they help funnel cash to families hoping to offset the cost of private school. Several studies have shown the program has resulted in savings for the state. That's because Florida spends more on public school students than it gives to families in the form of vouchers. House Speaker Will Weatherford and Senate President Don Gates had touted what they had called a massive expansion of the program as a priority for the legislature this year. But it was derailed late Thursday when the sponsor of the Senate bill, Bradenton Republican Bill Galvano, pulled the plug, withdrawing the proposal from consideration. On Friday, both Galvano's Senate and district offices said they couldn't reach the senator for comment, but House Speaker Will Weatherford weighed in on Galvano's decision Thursday.
You know, quitting on the thousands of parents and families and children that are waiting to get an opportunity of choice for their child is a disappointment. And but, you know, when I was younger, I memorized the Serenity Prayer and said, God, grant me the serenity to know the things that I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. I can't control what happens in the Senate.
Weatherford had backed the voucher expansion, which would also have allowed state sales taxes to be used for scholarships. More families would have qualified for the plan, too, as it was set to raise the income limit. But over 5 years, that would raise the cost of the program to $870 million annually. And tapping into the state's main source of revenue did not sit well with many Democrats who had come to support the program in recent years. Senate leaders wanted voucher students in private schools to take the same tests as their public school counterparts, an issue private school administrators like Jason Flom from Tallahassee's Cornerstone Learning Center noted could lead some private schools to drop their participation in the program.
Depending on what the expectations are for what students are expected to do, it could increase the hurdle for, you know, the number of schools that would accept it.
Only one-fourth of the students in the schools that participate in the scholarship program are, in fact, scholarship students.
That's Step Up for Students Policy Director John East. Step Up for Students is the nonprofit that administers the corporate tax scholarship program.
So it's delicate then when you ask the other three-fourths of students, as well as the one-fourth on the scholarship, hey, you might need to change your test. Maybe you should change your test. Or, in the alternative, maybe the school has to give two different sets of tests. It's logistically, it's a challenge.
The two chambers could not reach an agreement on the testing provisions. Senate President Don Gates says he's also disappointed by Galvano's move to withdraw the bill.
You know, I had hoped that we would be able to do two things at the same time. One, to expand the opportunity for low-income families to have more choice in education, and at the same time bring financial and academic accountability to this program, the Tax Credit Scholarship Program. Apparently, we're not going to be able to do that this session, but hope springs eternal.
The news was greeted with cheers from the state's largest teachers union, the Florida Education Association, which has long opposed vouchers. The bill could be revived through parliamentary procedures, however. For WFSU News, I'm Len Hatter.